Our reading this morning is taken from the 21st chapter of St. Luke, verse 36, and our Lord here is addressing us. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. These are your words, Heavenly Father, they are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Somewhat to the east of the city of Jerusalem, near the shores, the southern end of the Dead Sea, archaeologists believe they have found the ruins of a couple of ancient cities. And there is evidence there of a catastrophic event that took place. And in the ruins, they have found something that is similar to asphalt that has a very high sulfur content. And archaeologists say that the evidence there seems to indicate that the buildings were destroyed from the top down. Could this be the ancient cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? We can't say with certainty, but it sure seems to fit a lot of the details that we hear in the scriptures about that. In the Bible, God often offers us little miniature pictures of coming days of destruction and judgment, where there had been a warning ahead of time, and then when the event occurs. And part of the reason for this is so that we can look back at these things. All scripture is written for our learning, that we can use them then to help us in preparation for the coming final day of destruction that our Lord is speaking about in the text for us today. We think about the story of the flood. We think about how Jesus forewarned and prophesied about the destruction on the city of Jerusalem. Today, I'd just like to read to you some of the account from Genesis chapter 19 of how this all took place in the great destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. We're told that two angels had come to visit Lot to give him warning about this. I'll read a little bit from the New International Version, starting with the 12th verse. The two men said to Lot, "Do you have anyone else here, sons-in-law, sons or daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here, because we are going to destroy this place. The outcry to the Lord against its people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, "Hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city." And this is an interesting note. But his sons-in-law thought he was joking. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city is punished." When he hesitated, listen to this, the men grasped his hand and his hands of his wife and of his two daughters and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your lives. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away." But Lot said to them, "No, my lords, please. Your servant has found favor in your eyes and you have shown great kindness to me in sparing my life. But I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me and I'll die. Look, here is a town near enough to run to and it's small. Let me flee to it. It is very small, isn't it? Then my life will be spared." He said to him, "Very well, I will grant this request to you. I will not overthrow the town you speak of, but flee there quickly, because I cannot do anything until you reach it." And this is why the town was called Zoar. And it says, by the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had risen over the land. And then just try to envision this. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, including all those living in the cities and also the vegetation in the land. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. He looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the land of the plain, and he saw dense smoke rising from the land like smoke rising from a furnace. So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the cities where Lot had lived. It's quite a lot of imagery in there for us to envision, isn't it? And in many ways, the destruction described there is not much different than what our Lord describes in the coming destruction to this earth and this world that we in our culture are tempted to laugh at, like Lot's sons-in-law. It's interesting how the Lord chose to spare Lot. I love that verse where Lot says that you have been merciful to us. The Lord chose to be merciful to Lot and his family by giving them the warning and giving them the path and the way of escape. That's exactly what our Lord Jesus is talking about in the text before us again today. Look at it. He says, "Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man." Through the announcement of angels, God has entered our world, come to your city, and has announced, as he did in Bethlehem, the arrival of the great escape from this destruction, the birth of our Lord Jesus, that we now look forward to celebrating again. And in him and in him alone do we have the one way out of this horrific destruction that is going to take place behind us. And may we always treasure the fact that God has been so merciful to us to let us know this path of escape and to get us out of that destruction. But we are tempted, just like Lot's wife, to look back at this life with glee and with longing. We're tempted to look back at what we have here in this world and all that it offers us and somehow think that's maybe where our life really does still belong. In some of the ancient texts of the Jewish people, not in the Bible, but in other ancient texts, there were references to this strange formation that was out in this region that they continued to call Lot's wife. There are still some standards that stand in this part of the world today that have been referred to as Lot's wife, made out of other types of stone. Can you imagine back in the day, though, with Lot and then his future children and grandchildren, taking them there to see the actual salt figure of their grandmother? And what a warning, a harsh warning that might have been. God would have all of us take seriously the great merciful words of warning that he has given us to be prepared for the day of destruction that's coming upon this world. And that in faith we may turn our backs on this wretched place. And that by faith in Christ we may look ahead to the new home of safety, of escape and security that he has granted us in the heavens above. And we long for that every time that we pray in our Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil. Amen.